The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Well, a very good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Strathclyde Sirens Awards for 2021. My name's Graeme Easton. I'll be hosting you through, hopefully, a very exciting evening from your sofa or wherever you're watching all across the world. We know that Strathclyde Sirens have a fantastic fan base. Now, the format is pretty traditional with a few extras because we are the Strathclyde Sirens. It wouldn't be very ordinary now, would it? But first of all, we've got six awards to hand out. All the players are somewhere across Scotland in their living rooms, secretly hoping they are going to be an award winner. And they will find out like you are during the evening. We've also got a chat with Claire Nelson, the Chief Executive Officer of Strathclyde Sirens. We're also going to chat to the head coaches of Strathclyde Sirens, and also want you guys to get involved on social media by letting us know you're here. And you've also been involved already by voting for one of the awards. And we also want you to vote tonight, because later on, we're going to give you the chance to vote for what you think is the best play of the season by a Sirens player. We've got four options for you to choose from. More on that later on. Now, to set the scene on what's been a tremendous season for the Sirens, 10 victories, a very, very great season for the Sirens. So let's take a look back now at the highlights of the Strathclyde Sirens season. So these are the highlights, of which there was many to try and pack into the little montage. We've unfortunately not been able to see the Strathclyde Sirens live at Emirates Arena. Hopefully that will change very soon for next season. But some great highlights. I hope you enjoyed watching them on YouTube live during the season. Now, I said earlier on, I want you to get involved on social media. So whether you're on all the platforms possible, or maybe just Twitter or Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, all of the social media platforms, make sure you're following at Strathclyde Sirens. The official hashtag, as it's been all season, is hashtag Sirens Tribe. So when you're watching just now in your pyjamas or in your onesie or whatever you're wearing tonight, or maybe your Strathclyde Sirens branding you've got on the sofa, let us know you're here. It's hashtag Sirens Tribe on social media. So as I said earlier on, post your comments on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, wherever you're watching. We've got the Avon Nightclub who are here. They're always here. They've always been here at the Emirates Arena as well. Say, hey, Sirens, you guys have had an outstanding season and you've been an absolute pleasure to watch. I don't think anybody could have put it any better to kick us off. So if you want to join the Avon Netball Club, get yourself on the old keyboard, on your phone, on your laptop, type in your message on whatever platform, and we'll put a few of them throughout the evening on the big screen. You get your moment of glory. Now, we thought, let's get the best squad in the season live and direct into your living room. So, as if by magic, by the power of the internet, we're going to bring some of the Strathclyde Sirens one by one into your living room. So we're going to join them, have a little chat with them here. So we've got Gia, we've got Caitlin, we've got Lindsay, and we've got Sarah, and we've got Beth. You can all applaud in your living rooms around the country. We can hear their applause in my ears. I've got special earphones. I can hear you clapping. I can hear the rapturous applause there. So we're going to have a little chat with the Strathclyde Sirens squad. A fantastic season for everybody. We've loved enjoying all your action, albeit remotely watching from our sofas. So we'll chat with Gia, the captain. Captain of Sirens, a very proud captain, I'm sure, Gia. Must be many highlights. Must be quite difficult to pick out the best bits of the season for you. But as a captain, I'm guessing you must be pretty proud of what you've achieved so far.
Definitely. Very, very proud of the girls this season, from, you know, all the different obstacles that we had to overcome to get it done. I could not be proud of the group. Plenty of highlights, like you said, and definitely this time of year is a time to reflect on all the good moments.
Anything you could pick out? I know it's a difficult question, but any kind of moment that really stood out for you? Not just as a captain, but just as part of the squad.
No, there's a couple. Probably the first thing that stands out is definitely after round four, we beat Pulse and it was our third win in a row. And I think that so early on in the season, it was a really nice moment for us as a team, as a franchise, to get those three wins in a row, because it just showed that winning mentality that we had, and we were really riding that confidence. And the other highlights definitely would be the round two matchups against Wasps and Mavericks, to have those draws in round one and to sort of come so close to victory, but then round two, get those victories was a huge step forward for us as a playing group.
Great stuff. We'll have a little chat with Bethan. So, Bethan, you stepped up. You got lots of court action and goal attack. Unfortunately, Lindsay G was out injured. You got lots of court time, which I'm sure you're absolutely delighted about. How did you find it in the season? I mean, how did you find it playing basically away from home all the time? How did you find that? Because we know that you and many others really thrive in the Emirates Arena with the vocal backing of the support.
Yeah, we definitely missed having the Sirens tribe in the stands, but we definitely felt their support through social media and other platforms. So we managed to feel their support through that. So yeah, definitely missed having them in the crowd and cheering for us, but we tried to get the job done for them.
And from your own personal point of view, you're getting lots of court time. I'm sure you took great confidence from getting more court time. You must have felt you've kind of stepped up yourself this season.
Yeah, like you said, though, it was really unfortunate to lose Lindsay. And I think in that moment, there was no other goal attack in the bench. So it was kind of, we had to step up and get the job done. And I have to give credit to my teammates as well. I had such a good attacking unit around me that they really helped me settle in and kind of find my feet as a goal attack. So yeah, it was good to get more match play and develop my game.
Great stuff. Let's keep it the attacking end of the court. Move on to Emma Barry, sharpshooter extraordinaire. A great season for you, Emma. A novice. I think most people do acknowledge a novice, but you know, from what I've seen, you'd never know you're a novice. You're playing against a lot of experienced goalkeepers there. I mean, you must be really pleased with your season.
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, playing against those defensive units is always going to be really tough and physical, but it's been really good to get that experience and playing with different combos out in front of me and stuff. So overall, really good.
Now, a lot of birdie tells me, we'll call her Gillian, you like Crocs, but your teammates don't really approve of Crocs. It's not part of the official Strathclyde Sirens fashion branding. So what is the story with the Crocs? We'd love to know.
Yes, they do not agree with my Crocs, but they're actually so good. I have two pairs and literally wear them literally every day. They're well comfy, so practical, and you get these wee charms that you can put on them, but they don't know what they're missing.
Well, as long as it's bringing you good luck and you keep scoring many goals, it's no problem from my end. No problem from mine at all. Right, Caitlin's with us. You've unfortunately been injured for a little bit of time, but how's it been for you? How is the injury? Are you raring to go? If the season was to start tomorrow or in a few weeks, are you raring to go again or not quite there yet?
We're getting there, just slowly but surely. It's been a bit of a long process, but it's been good to have the girls to watch and kind of spur me on to get back onto court as soon as I can. So, yeah.
Could you give us a little insight into the kind of training that goes on behind the scenes, the bit that we don't see as spectators? Give us a little insight into what goes on, Caitlin.
Well, we have a lot of support from the Institute of Sport, so we get some additional sessions on top of our court sessions in the gym, so weights. We also have conditioning sessions. In the mornings, we'll do a little bit of speed and agility, so working on our footwork, getting our speeds going, jumps, various things like that. And then within our own time, we'll do like our rehab and lots of other bits and pieces just to make sure that we're hitting every part of being an elite athlete.
Great stuff. Let's move on to Lindsay G, who's right in the centre there with a beautiful lamp behind her. I hope we're all admiring Lindsay's lighting system there. It's fantastic. So, Lindsay, unfortunately, you've obviously been injured. Frustrating is a mild word to use, I'm sure, for yourself. But, you know, watching from the sidelines, watching from your sofa, getting back, how's it been for you this season?
Yeah, well, obviously no one wants to sit on the sidelines, but when the girls are putting out performances like they have this season, it makes it that a little bit easier. So, similar to what Gia was saying earlier, just really, really proud to be part of a team. Obviously, you want to be there and you want to be in the mix, but seeing like how far we've come as a squad and knowing that we had that within us, it's just been really, really good to watch from home, like all the performances that the girls have put out, and it's really been a full squad effort. So it's been really nice to see the girls competing and doing really well.
Absolutely. And last but by no means least, on the screen we've got Sarah. Now, I don't know if many people know this. I didn't know this until fairly recently, but Sarah is originally from Orkney. And here we've got the very large vocal backing of the whole of Orkney behind Strathclyde Sirens. So as I say, it's certainly a Scottish-wide fan base. a lot of travelling involved for you over your years in your netball career. But how have you found it this season, being part of the Strathclyde Sirens?
Yeah, I've absolutely loved it. I'm obviously very grateful always for my support coming from Orkney, because everyone is always very supportive and it's always such an honour to have that like backing coming from them. And yeah, I'm definitely used to travel from when I was younger. But travelling this season has actually been really fun. I'm sure everyone else can agree as well, especially when we started going down to London and we kind of always made a trip of it and went for coffee and things like that outside, and it really helped their team bonding that we maybe weren't able to do as much as usual. But yeah, I've really enjoyed the season for sure.
Great stuff. And I get the sense you're generally a kind of very, very close-knit bunch of people there, led by Captain Gia. Is Gia a good captain there? Is it thumbs up all round? Gia's the best captain ever.
Yeah,
there we go. Didn't take too much convincing it. Right, girls, we'd love to chat all night. We've got a packed programme for tonight, but thank you for taking time with your busy schedules. Ladies and gentlemen, in your living rooms, in your kitchen, a big round of applause for the first batch of the Strathclyde Sirens. I'm clapping here in the studio. Great to see you, ladies. Great to see you. So we're now going to move on and introduce to some more of the fantastic Strathclyde Sirens squad for this evening. We've met the first batch. Let's now bring in the next batch of superstars from the Strathclyde Sirens. They're going to join us live and direct from all across Scotland, from some of the finest living rooms you've ever seen. Look at them there. They've got their best shots. There's no bookcases, but, you know, we don't need bookcases in this day and age. So let's have a little chat with everybody. And where we'll start first, let's start with Niamh. So, Niamh, you are one of the potential winners of the play of the season. You've become renowned for your long bombs. So give us a little insight into that. Is that something you've kind of practiced? Is it coming by accident? Or were you kind of very good at basketball and still are, and you've kind of honed your basketball skills into netball? So tell us about the kind of long bombs.
I think being a smaller shooter, I think I've just had to accept that I'm not going to get under the post. So it's been a lot of practice. My sister says I just can't be bothered running anymore. So just got a shot. So there's that. But I think I get my confidence definitely from my teammates. You've got Beth Bix and Dia leaning over the circle edge, telling me, like, just go for it. I think there was one in the Dragons game I wasn't going to take, and then I hear Beth shouting, go on then. So I took it, and it was luckily it went in. But, yeah, that's one of my favourite things. And then when I watch the games back, I see Taylor and Emily already back at the transfers before even taking the shot, and it just gives me confidence that I don't know if they just want an extra break or they actually have confidence in me to get the shot in. But, yeah, that's basically where I get my own muscle.
You strike me when I watch you, somebody that just loves playing the game. You've got a kind of smile on your face. It's dare I say, quite infectious. You clearly love playing and being part of the squad.
Yeah, this team is something else, I think. We are like a big family. It's definitely my second family. Like, training's great fun. And then when we get to court, it's just we have such a high when we get on court and we do something really cool, or we've always got each other's back. So it's amazing to play with.
Great stuff. I'm going to move to Taylor. Now, as well as the fantastic performances on the court, of which you've been instrumental and part of, the Strathclyde Sirens are getting a reputation in a good way for their social media content, and TikTok in particular. I'm hearing you are the main guru, or one of the main instrumental guides and advisors on a TikTok policy. So give us a little insight. We saw a little clip in the pre-match show about TikTok. Now, it's not my kind of thing because I'm getting a bit old now. So educate me about TikTok and how it's all come about.
I'm on the board of directors, we like to say. there's me, Baz Embari, and Bethan. We're on the board of the directors, really. So we're the main people who, like, kind of just like, we'll like post ideas, and then if we need other people involved, we'll like bug people until they get involved, really. And we'll be like, okay, so we'll send this TikTok to you all 2 days in advance. You've got to learn the dance, and then before training we're gonna film it. We run a tight ship sometimes. But it kind of just started because during lockdown we were obviously all isolated, and that is when TikTok just as an app like blew up, and then we were like, let's just make a sirens one.
Great stuff. So who's needed the most training on TikTok? I don't want to dig any dirt here, but who's needed a bit of more gentle encouragement to get aboard the TikTok train?
I don't know, there's a I feel like I'm going to dig myself You know, everyone's great. I can't actually fault anyone's involvement. They're all as good as each other.
But moving on to serious matters, you know, everybody said they've really enjoyed being part of the Strathclyde Sounds. It does come across. You strike me as somebody who's definitely really got infectious personality, and that's very much part of what the Strathclyde Sounds is about and helps the team on the court.
Yeah, no, definitely. It is such like a team environment. So many, like, I know quite a lot of girls in like other teams as well, and they've just like said to me, like, you can tell you guys are all really good mates off the court, and like, you can tell you guys are having fun and you love playing with each other. So I'm happy that like come across, because that is how we do truly feel.
We've got a few comments coming in on the old TikTok. The TikToks, the oldies like the TikToks as well. I don't know at what point you get old, but Bethan and the dance TikToks, ? From Sharon. I don't know if that's a question, a comment. I don't know what you think about that. I don't know what's going on there, Bethan. Ben O'Connor, he loves the TikToks. Great work, Taylor. So we're looking for more of the TikToks. Loved your TikToks, says Julian Davidson. So TikToks look like they're here to stay. No pressure, Taylor.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. I think it depends what mood we're in. We'll either post every day for a week or we won't post for like a month. It just, when inspiration strikes.
Great stuff. Let's move on to chat to Beth, who's a relative newcomer to the Strathclyde Sirens squad. So how have you found it bedding yourself into the squad? I'm guessing you found it fairly easy to do so.
Yeah, I'm a newbie this year, but can't fault the squad. I obviously came up here not knowing anyone, but it's been really easy, luckily, to fit in, and the group of girls are just incredible. I don't think we can say it enough. Everyone's just so lovely to be around. It's a fun environment, and you can really not get along in there.
Have you got any particular highlights over the season for yourself? I know it's sometimes difficult to pick anything out, but I'll give you two or three if you want.
I'm going to have to throw it in there. Beating my old team, Wasps, was a pretty special moment.
Yeah, lots of no love lost off the court. Right, let's bring in Emily, who's a veteran by comparison for the Strathclyde Sirens. You know, you've gained a lot of experience over the years. So you like a physical battle, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I love intimidating my opponent.
So how you find it? I mean, you're an experienced player now. You're representing the Scottish Thistles. But, you know, for yourself, you're always looking to improve. So any particular aspects of your game you've really you've noted that you've improved and you're really pleased about?
To be honest, I think the best thing about our defensive unit this year has just been how much our styles have complemented each other. Taylor and I always kind of laugh because we kind of just encourage each other to shout at each other. Taylor always tells me what to do in centre pass, and I always tell her what to do in through court defence. So we've got a really good relationship that works, and working with Tawera on the back has also just really complemented my style, just allowed me to do my own thing, track the goal attack, and it allows her to go out and get some amazing intercepts.
I mean, that must be great for the team. I mean, Tawera's been unbelievable this season. You know, she's been recognised by the players in the Vitality Netball Super League as the player's player of the season. I mean, she must give the team so much confidence that she's there and she's performed so well.
Yeah, it's definitely, I'm very thankful for her. I'm running about and lost my goal attack, and she comes out with an absolute flyer and intercept, which can make me look like I've set that up. So I'm definitely grateful for that. But yeah, she's got us out some real holes this year. So she's been an absolute superstar for us. And I think she's also given up so much and, you know, left her daughter and things. So I think it just shows us how much she appreciates and values being part of this team as well.
Great stuff. We'd love to chat all evening. We've got a packed awards show. So we've heard from the players. So let's bring in part of the coaching team. We've got Karen Atkinson's going to join us this evening live and direct. But there she is, looking resplendent there. Beautiful sunny part of the UK she's in. So Karen stepped up to be the interim match day head coach, signed officially as Sirens technical director. So if I said to you, Karen, before the start of the season, you'll get sixth place. You'll have 10 wins and 2 draws. I'm pretty sure you'd be quite happy with that. Would that be correct? Or would you think, no, we could have done slightly better?
No, I think we would have taken that at the start of the season. You know, we have got high aspirations of a club, but I think you also have to be realistic about where we were coming from and the experience of the players within our group. So, yeah, I think if somebody had said, you know, this is going to be your results and, you know, win-loss record for the season, particularly with some of the teams that we, you know, we beat in that second half, we would have taken it.
Absolutely. Are there any particular aspects of the season that kind of stood out for you? I know these sort of questions are sometimes difficult because there's so many moments that happen, but any kind of standout points, not necessarily games, but just parts or of the season, you thought, yeah, I think that's now happening. There's a connection there, but the messages are getting across.
Yeah, I think there were loads, you know, standout things within games and results. But I think the thing that impressed me the most was how the players improved throughout the season. You know, it wasn't necessarily an improvement every time from a result, because obviously, you know, we were facing different teams at different parts of the season. But I just think how we improved our defensive structure, how we improved our attacking game, how we became more relentless and our intensity grew and how we were playing the matches. So for me, that's a group who really want to push on. They really want to develop. And then, you know, I think that was rewarded with those draws that turned into wins in the second half of the season in particular, and also beating some of the teams from the first half by a greater goal margin in the second was really impressive.
And off the court, again, the bits that we don't see as fans and spectators, the kind of support you've had from University of Strathclyde, you know, the training programmes, give us a little insight into, you know, a sort of a typical training programme or something that, you know, you think, yeah, that's been really important to the success of Silence this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, the girls have been challenged all season. You know, they started in really COVID strict, socially distant training, haven't had a lot of time off the court. You know, it was a couple of months before they could do even any contested work and match play. So that was a challenge for them. And then, you know, we've been introducing things throughout the season, different fitness tests that have really pushed them. We started just adding more technical sessions to our training program, which is really important for an elite netballer. So 7 a.m. sessions, working on some of their individual skills and small areas of the game. Yeah, and they've definitely got on board with that. And I think not just the players, you know, who were having a lot of court time, but the players that were on the bench. And also, you know, we had four or five training partners as well who were really developing and pushing the standard at training, and that helped us when it got to the match day.
From a personal point of view, you know, I'm sure you've taken a lot of heart and satisfaction from the fact that you were voted by your fellow coaches as the Vitality Netball Coach of the Season. That's a nice little accolade, especially from your peers, who I'm sure you've got a lot of respect for anyway.
Yeah, no, it was lovely, particularly because it did come from the other clubs, and you know, probably some of the coaches had a hand in that. So it's nice. You know, I think there's many coaches within the Super League that are exceptional, you know, particularly those coaches that were fighting it out in the finals at the weekend. But I think it's great for just our club as a whole to see our improvement. But also for me, it wasn't just my award. You know, I've been based in England and coming up as much as I possibly can, but Leslie McDonald, Claire Maxwell in particular, before she had a baby halfway through the season, and Rachel Kremen, our pathway coach, have all stepped up and delivered and been at games, and it's been a real team coaching effort.
Great stuff. And looking ahead, for next season, is it possible to look ahead, or are you taking a kind of a genuine pause and a sort of holiday from it all?
No, yeah, we will be looking ahead. We're just kind of trying to wrap up this season, and, you know, do debriefs, and, you know, ask the players, ask the staff what we can continue to do, what we can do better, and then, you know, a little bit of a holiday next week, and then we'll start to get stuck into what happens next season.
Great stuff. Richard's put a question in there. Is this the highlight of your coaching career so far compared to your time at Mavericks or Lightning? That's a nice, easy question.
Yeah, well, I did, you know, I think all very different periods of my coaching career. So Mavericks, I immediately transitioned from being a player to a coach. So that was a big, steep learning curve, and one that I loved. I got to coach at the team I played for about 6 years, which was great. And then I went to Lightning and had some real success of taking the Lightning squad from the bottom of the table up to winning the league and just losing out in the final. And you know, I take a lot of pride in them now finally having taken a Super League title this year. But what I do love is a real challenge, which I said to all the players when I first came on board at Sirens. And I really thrive on working out how we can get better. So although we've done well this year, it's all about getting better and better again and not just kind of standing still.
Yeah, now right on cue, you mentioned you're part of an extended coaching team. It's not just yourself, it's a big team behind you. And as if by magic, we've got Leslie's going to join us. So Leslie's here. Good evening, Leslie. How are you doing?
Good evening. Great, thank you.
Good. So a very, very successful season for Strathclyde. So you and Karen are very much part of that. So what's your take on it? Is it possible to pick out any particular parts that have given you the greatest satisfaction this season?
I think there's so many, to be fair. We had so many roller coasters, so many ups and downs. But I think Karen had said there around the coaching team in particular had done a great job adapting, but the players had done a great job and been very flexible in terms of everything that we threw at them, basically, and how we had to change constantly. They just adapted to it really, really well, and it didn't seem to affect them at all. But I think for me, the massive thing for us was learning how to win. And I think that was been such a big thing for us this season, but also from previous seasons, we hadn't quite nailed that. And I think from this season and their ability to have the belief to put that onto court and to win those games, some of those games was, I think, a huge part of the learning that we've been able to install into them this season.
And you mentioned to the players that, you know, that's a frustration for them. They didn't get the chance to showcase their talents this season in front of the always very noisy and boisterous Emirates Arena crowd. That'll be something that everybody, the coaches as well, would be dying to get back to the Emirates Arena to for the fans to see the players in action again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, it was probably one of the big disappointments in terms of not being able to have any home games, but at the same time, obviously having the opportunity to showcase that against multiple social media platforms has been amazing for the sport as well. So I think for next season, we can't wait to get back into Emirates and make sure that we have our fantastic supporters behind us for all those games and making sure that they are our extra person in the crowd to bring that voice and help us through those games.
No, absolutely. We'll be writing emails to Jason Leach and making sure that we can all get back together again. Karen, any kind of final words you want to say? I know you want to get on your trampoline behind you, but anything you want to say before we go?
The kids will be on that in a minute, but bouncing behind us. I'd like to say massive thank you to the coaching team that supported me. They were unbelievable. Leslie back in Scotland in the first half of the season and then making the trips down to the Copper Box. Claire Maxwell kind of transitioning from playing into a coaching role, and she did a phenomenal job with our defenders and setting up our defensive structure. And then Rachel Kremen as her first time within the Super League environment just really thrived on that and stood up and gained confidence, which is brilliant. And just one more shout out to Gia Abernethy, our brilliant captain. They said it a few times in interviews and also some articles that have been done that, you know, I have worked with a lot of leaders and she's one of the very best. So she's very, very encouraging, very selfless. Her work ethic is amazing. I think sometimes, you know, she was drained of energy because she was trying to rev up the rest of the squad and they really thrived off it. So you're probably now just watching on your social media, Gia. So fantastic job. Thank you very much.
No, these are very kind words. Thank you very much to Karen and Leslie, the top coaching duo at the Strathclyde Sirens. We'll have to leave you just now, ladies. We've got a packed programme as we move swiftly on to the awards tonight. So yes, it is Builders and Awards ceremony, but it's good to hear from the coaches and the players. So keep your comments coming in. If you've got any last minute comments for the players or the coaches, just type away on your tablet, on your phone, your laptop, whatever you're doing, and let us know. We'll say Katie Hamill says, Gia has been fab. So big thumbs up. So big thumbs up for me in the studio as well. So let's get on to the business end of the programme, which is the awards. We've got six awards. The players are secretly waiting in their living room somewhere to find out if they've been a recipient of the award. So we've got a number. Let's go through them in the following order. First of all, we've got the Players Player of the Year Award, the Players Player of the Season. So this player has had a fantastic impact on the squad this year, and the countless intercepts she has won for the team has been amazing. Her humbleness and team-first approach makes her extremely special, and no wonder she's been voted as a Players Player. So the Strathclyde Sirens Players Player of the Year is Tuera Vinkumo. Now, it wouldn't be an award show if at least one person wasn't here. Say, I'm sorry, they can't be with us tonight. So unfortunately, Tuera is that person. But we managed to catch up with her to get some words from the Players Player of the Season. Here is Tuera.
Hello everyone. I would like to say a huge thank you to my beautiful fellow players for voting me your player of the season. And thanks for the great effort which you showed during the season. We kept on pushing one another, you know, praying in these awkward moments whereby we couldn't hug, wearing masks, keeping distance, but this didn't bring us back. We kept on moving. I thank you for that. And to all our Silence tribe, thanks for welcoming me to Silence. This was my first season, and you made me feel at home. Bye.
So there you go, this Tuera. Everybody applaud around the world for Tuera. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely sensational. Brilliant. So well done, Tuera, the first award winner of the Strathclyde Sirens Awards for 2021. So let's move on to the second category, which is the Coach's Player of the Season. So the coaches said, this player stood out as someone who has consistently delivered the whole season. She quietly goes about her job and has silenced the top wing attacks in the league with her relentless style of defence. She has set up so many turnovers for herself and her teammates and has been vital to our dominant defensive display this season. So the coach's player of the season is Taylor Cullen. Well done, Taylor. Oh, we're clapping. Yes. It's Taylor Cullen.
Taylor Cullen. Oh my God, I can't believe it. As soon as you were speaking, I was like, yeah. And then it's like, you mentioned Mahi wing attacks. And I was like, oh, that's me. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Well, it was the coach's choice, so you must be really pleased that you've had the recognition of the coaches, because, you know, any team, you know, impressing the coaches is quite difficult sometimes. You must be really pleased that you've made an impression.
Yeah, no, definitely. This is, obviously, when I joined last season, it was kind of cut short. So this is my first, like, full season, and I'm just, I don't know, it was just, you know, happy that the coach is seeing the hard work that I'm putting out on court, but obviously props to like everyone. Like, I couldn't do my job well if everyone else in the court wasn't doing their job as well, like especially in the defensive end, like Tuera, Emily, Gia. Like, if they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, they wouldn't be making me look good. So very happy that the coach of the team like really tried to put in a lot of hard work this season, so I'm glad it's been paying off.
I'll give you the opportunity, as we do in awards ceremonies, to say thank you to anybody you want to say thank you to publicly, even if they're maybe not watching.
Just thanks to, you know, the coaching staff, just for the coaching that I have had this season. You know, Tamsin coming up as well has helped. Thanks to, you know, like I said, just all the players like putting in the hard work to help, you know, they also helped me look good as well on court. And thanks for, you know, Karen, for initially, she was the one who approached me to like come to Sirens when I came like 2 years ago. So just like believing in me that I could, you know, do a job on court.
Great stuff. We've got some really, really positive, nice comments coming in on social media. So Richard Martin says, whoop, go Taylor. So lots of love for you. Karen Dunn says, whoop, woohoo, sorry, Taylor. Been wonderful to watch the relentless work all season. So lots of plaudits on social media. So well done, Taylor. Bigger applause for Taylor around the country, around the world. There we go. So you can go and celebrate with some Iron Brew as the official drinks partner, obviously. Right, thank you, Taylor. Well done. Enjoy the rest of your evening. So we now move on to the next category, which is the most improved players. And there are actually two award winners for this one. So let me tell you as to why they have been nominated. So the coaches could not pick one player for this award, so they picked two, and there could have been even more. Every single player has improved their game this season, including our training partners who've worked tirelessly to maintain our training standards. So the first player took her opportunity in their goal attack position. She has shown composure under pressure and made a name for herself with her fearless way of turning to the post. Our second improved player has proved that no matter how long you've been in the squad, there's always room to develop, and she has a fantastic thirst for learning. Karen Atkinson mentioned this is the best season she has had in the red and black dress, improving her defensive angles, her decision-making, and where to position herself, where to contest, and when to maintain pressure. So our two most improved players are Niamh McCall and Emily Nicol. Round of applause for the country. Everybody's clapping on their sofas. So, Niamh and Emily, you've been voted by your coaches the most improved player. So we'll start with Niamh. Have you got your speech ready, Niamh? How does that make you feel?
Oh, I really wasn't expecting that at all. I think especially coming back from injury, I only had basically half the season. So for the coaches to recognise that, that's just unbelievable. I have no words.
Anybody you want to thank publicly, even if they're not watching just now?
I can't thank like Karen and Leslie enough. Leslie's really helped me in the shooting circle to work out what I need to do to get on the shot or to step round. I think Karen's really helped with my game outside the circle. So actually just everyone, to be honest. Yeah, thank you.
Good stuff. And Emily, for yourself, a surprise to you. You're a bit taken aback there. You look a bit shocked there on screen.
I think it's just nice to recognise that, you know, like you sit and wait and you want to get on court and sometimes it doesn't happen for you. So it's really nice when you actually get the opportunity that they can see an improvement and that your hard work does pay off.
And anybody you want to publicly say thank you to?
Probably my mum. I don't know if she's been able to watch it because she can't work technology, but she's gone through five seasons of a lot of lows and a lot of highs as well. But I guess with defence, like, it really is about who you work with around you, and Taylor and Twera have provided so much protection for me out the back to be able to go and win ball and things like that. So I've just really loved that combination this year.
Great stuff. Lots of comments coming in on social media. Sharon Livingston says, well done, deserved. Long bong, Niamh. Now, I was just thinking, right, here's his job for the marketing department. I think we should bring out a range of Strathclyde Sirens kind of sort of beauty products. That you've got bath bombs for the bath bomb, but the Niamh long bombs for the bath bomb. I don't know if maybe that's a bit too long-winded, but I reckon there's something in there. What do you reckon, Niamh?
Oh, you'll need to have a chat with our marketing. I can't say anything about that.
I think combining that with TikTok, we'll get Taylor involved. There's something in that, I'm telling you. There's something in there. Anyway, ladies, let's get off TikTok and bath bombs. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Well done on your award tonight. Niamh and Emily, everybody. Applaud around the country, please, from your sofa. There we go. Right, let's move on to the next category, and that is the Fans Player of the Year. Now, you have already voted for this one. The voting opened a couple of weeks ago. You had about a week to vote via the Sirens app, the very splendid Sirens app. You've been voting literally, I'm not making this up, literally in your hundreds for this one, to vote for who you think is deserved winner of the Fans Player of the Season. So let me tell you how this person was described while winning this award. She has been a huge hit with the fans due to her creative attacking ability, stepping around defenders, weaving in and out of spaces, and her ability to deliver accurate ball into the shooters. She has been extremely supportive of our young shooting end, backing him up, giving positive words of encouragement throughout. So the Fans Player of the Year is Beth Dix. Well done to Beth. The players.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. I wasn't expecting that.
Of the year. So, a bit of a shock to you, Beth. You look a wee bit shocked there.
Yeah, really shocked. Considering it's my first year, I couldn't be more grateful to be voted by the fans. That's really special. I've spent a lot of years on the bench at other teams, and to get my opportunity this year in this incredible team has been something I will never forget. So I'm really grateful for that.
And do you wish to say thank you to anybody in particular? I don't know if your mum's watching or the family's watching somewhere.
Yeah, of course. My family is so supportive. I couldn't do it without them. And the coaching staff and the players, everyone said it, but it really wouldn't have been this season without the coaching staff and the team that we had. It's been incredible. And I'm just really happy to be a part of it and excited.
Great stuff. We've got a question, I think, from Jill Allison. It says, well done, Beth. Are you eligible to play for Scotland yet? Awesome and well-deserved. Well, there's a question to put you on the spot. Can you play for Scotland?
I don't think I am yet, but I'm working on the accent. I hope that helps.
Well, give us your best Scottish word then. We're looking. Give us your best Scottish word or phrase then, Beth.
What okay, you really have put me on the spot, but I'll give it a go. I'm going to go for a wee iron brew.
That's have we recorded that? Did somebody record that? We'll put it out later on TikTok. can we hear that once again? Can we hear that again? That was so good.
To put me on the spot once, but not only twice. Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Put me playing myself. A wee iron brew. It has to come with the arm.
Yeah, absolutely. Get the arm in. Well, well done. The Fans Player of the Year. Applaud around the world once more for Beth. Absolutely tremendous. Well done, Beth. She will actually celebrate with a wee cheeky iron brew, being the official hydration partner of the Strathclyde Sirens. So we've got two more awards to give out tonight in the Strathclyde Sirens Awards for 2021. The next one is the Special Recognition Award. And this one is going to go to two people. First of all, we're going to give it to Kerris Cairns, and secondly, Rachel Conway. And the reason for that, for both players, was their first appearance in the Vitality Netball Super League. So they got the first cap in the Vitality Netball Super League. So special recognition award for both Kerris Cairns and Rachel Conway. So well done to them. You can applaud around the country. Applaud around the country for that one. Well done. Well done, girls. And that means we move on, unfortunately, to the last official award of the evening. And that is for the player with the most caps. And the person who's got the most caps has 70 appearances in total for the Strathclyde Sirens in the Vitality Netball League. So the most capped player for the Strathclyde Sirens is Emily Nicol. So Emily Nicol, well done to Emily. We'd love to bring Emily back in for a chat. We've got a tight programme tonight to get through. So congratulations to all the winners there. They will get a special award, a special plaque to put on their mantelpiece sent through special posts after the show. So well done to all our winners. So let's bring back somebody else for a chat, somebody who's very much instrumental behind the scenes, very vocal, very passionate about netball, about the Strathclyde Sirens. So I'm dying to have a chat with her once again. So let's bring in Claire Nelson, the chief executive. There she is, looking resplendent as usual. How are you doing this evening? You must be a very, very genuine, proud mum tonight watching all this.
I am so proud. I'm devastated that my Wi-Fi's dropped out and I'm trying to do this on a phone tonight. But, you know, as I was listening to all of that, I actually got a little bit emotional a few times listening to some of the language they used when talking about one another. And I just thought if you looked up team in the dictionary, you would see Strathclyde Sirens next to that. The way these guys genuinely and authentically work for one another, love one another, is exactly why they have improved on the court and exactly why we've all fallen in love with them off the court.
Yeah, and you know, we all use, you know, hashtags and stuff, and some hashtags are quite glib, but I think generally hashtag Sirens Tribe, I think, you know, you say that kind of sums up, not perfectly, actually does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, I remember when I came up with that, I was working with Jess Moore, and it was just a couple of seasons ago, and I was like, how do we connect people to what we're doing? How do we build a movement that feels powerful and that everyone on and off the court feels like they belong to something? And you know what? That's exactly what we've needed this season. We haven't been in the crowds. We haven't been up close watching them. Yet we have been stronger and more connected as a fan-based community than ever before. And Tribe, I have to say, you have been absolutely astounding. I have loved the support from our Sirens Tribe as much as I've loved the on-court performances from our team.
And, you know, we know you love a big campaign. You're very much an ambassador for the sport, never mind the Sirens. And the headlines, not sidelines. I mean, the headlines have been, you know, literally off the scale compared to where they were, you know, last season, never mind, you know, 4 or 5 seasons ago. Again, you must be really, really happy of how that's evolved and developed.
Delighted. Going into International Women's Day, I was like, we've got to do something about this. We were doing a great job. There was barely any sport going on. No one was covering us. And I was like, enough is enough. So I actually, before I came on to this tonight, I was writing a report on our progress. And our last full season, in fact, our last full year, we had 32 pieces of national coverage on Sirens. Over a 7-week period this year, from the start of April to the 21st of May, we had 114 pieces of national coverage. What I've also seen, though, is that we are still miles away from where we need to be. There are still so many outlets not covering us. So you know what? Headlines, not sidelines, is just a start, and we will be pushing for more consistent quality coverage next season.
And the other thing that you must be really, really pleased with is not just performance in terms of the league position, but, you know, your coach, Karen, and Tuera being recognised by the league and getting awards in the Vitality Netball Super League Awards. You must be really pleased that the Sirens are getting the respect on the court as well.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment. It was actually my first time at the finals. I hadn't really wanted to go for the last sort of 4 or 5 years. And this year it just felt like I didn't want the season to end. I was proud to represent Sirens, and to have our player and our coach recognised at the finals, and for everyone to just stop and talk to me about all of our players, from, you know, Tuera to long bomb shooters to our young talent to, you know, our new recruits. Every single person has made an impact, and I was so proud of what we of what I was representing this year.
I mean, all the Strathclyde Sirens don't stand still. I'm sure you've got plans well in place, all mapped out for next season, whatever next season brings. Any insights as to how you're going to progress the Sirens for next season?
Yeah, well, you know, Karen's talked about on the court, we're going to build. Her and Leslie are working on that, you know, trusting and believing in this group of players and them going in and starting a season knowing that we're the team to beat and we want to challenge and contend for that top four. Certainly being at the finals made me hungrier than ever to want to win. I'm competitive, but off the court, it's about building brand netball and doing that through Sirens. And there's going to be a lot of transformational growth for us. What we're going to do is take Sirens into communities, into clubs. We're going to create more events and opportunities. And we've got some other things up our sleeves, one of which we will be launching a charitable foundation so that we can take the power of our sport and deliver greater impact where it's needed.
Absolutely tremendous. Lots of ideas as ever from yourself and Strathclyde Sirens and Netball Scotland. Always interesting to hear your chat, Claire, about what's going to happen next. Lots of comments coming in, people saying, cannot wait for next season. Be nothing better than a packed Emirates Arena. That'll be something special when that comes back.
Yeah, and you know what? The Sirens tribe, your job next season will be to buy those tickets and turn up. You know, I want the stands full, and we're going to try and put games in the main arena as well. That's 5,000 ticket opportunities for you guys to turn up, show up and support our team, because that's how we grow. So, yeah, can't wait to have the Sirens tribe in the crowd. And there might even be some preseason opportunities for everyone to see the team in action as well.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Always great to chat to Claire Nelson. Lots of ideas, lots of inspirational comments there from Claire. Unfortunately, a few technical difficulties there, but we heard the messages, and that's the most important thing hearing from Claire there. So we're almost at the end of a fantastic, hopefully for you, awards show. We've got another award to give out, and that is the play of the season. So you've been voting for your play of the season. You have to type in play one, play two, play three or play four. You are voting for Niamh or Emily or Beth or Tuera. So the votes have been tallied up by a very special computer just behind me there. It's a very special computer behind there. It's tallied up all the scores. So we're now going to go for the announcement of the play of the season. Which one is it? The play of the season is Tuera's intercept. So we could have about 65 intercepts in there, let's be honest. So well done to Tuera. Unfortunately, as you know, she can't be with us live tonight, but we will make sure she gets a big trophy to celebrate her play of the season. So thank you, everybody, for being part of the Strathclyde Sirens Awards for 2021. Thank you for all the comments coming in. Strathclyde Sirens want to just put a message saying we cannot wait to have you all back at the Emirates. Big hands up there. Absolutely with you on that one. So a big thank you to everybody for being part of the Strathclyde Sirens, both on the court and off the court. In terms of tonight, a big thank you to Gillian and Caroline and Keith pressing on the magic buttons behind all the players for coming on, looking resplendent in their Strathclyde Sunners uniform. Thank you to Claire. Thank you to Karen and Leslie, the coaches. We cannot wait to see the Strathclyde Sunners back in action. For now, a big thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and let's go Sirens Tribe for next season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.